That was That Way by Nadu, N-A-T-U-H. And the second one was The Eat by Nadu. And the third song was Anxious by Neil Smith. Great energy from those tracks. And that confidence you hear in the music, that's exactly what we need to bring to our negotiations. So now, let me share with you three powerful phrases to use in any negotiation so you can stop undervaluing yourself. Women are 4 times more likely to apologize in negotiation than men. Sorry, but could I possibly ask for? Stop apologizing. You're not asking for a favor. You're negotiating. Here are 3 powerful phrases you should use instead. Phrase 1. Based on my research and experience, I was expecting... This shifts the conversation from opinion to fact. You're not guessing. You've done your homework. Phrase 2. I'm excited about this opportunity, and I'd like to make sure we're aligned on... This keeps the tone collaborative, not combative. You're not attacking them, you're aligning. Phrase 3. I'm confident that a specific outcome is fair and mutually benefit because confidence is key. If you don't believe in your value, why should they? One more tip. Eliminate filler words. No, maybe, possibly, or just. Say, I'd like to discuss compensation instead of, I was just wondering if maybe we could possibly talk about salary. So let me bring this all together. Today, we've talked about 3 parts of successful negotiation. First, the strategy, how to frame your ask so it's collaborative, not confrontational. Second, the situation, how to handle specific challenges like promotions without raises. And third, the situation, how to handle specific challenges like promotions without raises. And third, the language, the confident, clear phrases that make you sound like the professional you are. But here's what connects all 3. You don't need to change who you are to negotiate successfully. You just need the right strategy, the right approach for your situation, and the confidence to use your voice. Whether you're asking for yourself for first time, for the first salary, finding for fair compensation after a promotion, or learning to speak without apologizing, these tools work, and you deserve to use them. Which strategy or phrase resonate with you? If you'd like to share your thoughts, go to callmenegotiator.com and leave us a message. Let's continue with more great music.
I saw you last night and got that old feeling. When you came inside, I got that old feeling. The moment you danced by, I felt a thrill. And when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again I seem to feel that old yearning, and I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start, for that old feeling is still in my heart. could feel that old yearning, and I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start with that old feeling.
This is Bird Note. Setting up bird feeders and bird baths are great ways to attract birds to your yard. But they aren't the only ways to entice our feathered friends. Planting an area densely with native shrubs, trees, and other vegetation can create a natural look, one that some birds are more likely to feel at home in because it resembles their native habitat. Shy birds, such as thrushes or warblers, seem to feel safest if they can flit and sneak within continuous cover and not have to cross open expanses to move from one shrub to another. Add a birdbath or two close to the dense vegetation, and these shy birds can emerge from a thicket to bathe or drink and then dart safely into cover in an instant, and they'll repay you with their beautiful songs, like those of a fox sparrow. Or a thrush, like this veery. For tips on ensuring that your yard is not only inviting, but also safe for birds in every way, visit birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.
Of course I do, except when soft rain falls and drips from leaves, then I recall the thrill of being sheltered in your arms. Of course I do, but I get along without you very well. I've forgotten you just like to hear your name or someone's laugh that is the same. I've forgotten you just like I should. What a guy, what a fool am I to think my aching heart could kill the moon. What's in store? Could I fall once more? stick to my tune. I get along without you very well. Of course I do, except perhaps in spring. But I'll never think of spring, for that would simply break my heart in two.
Thank you.
Welcome back to CJSF90.1.com. I'm Burnaby Martin. I am Charlotte. That was That Old Feeling by Eloys. I Get Along Without You Very Well by Ella Honan Ford. And the third song was The Son de la Loma by Ali Bello and the Charagon Syndicate. What a beautiful way to close out our conversation today. We've covered a lot: strategies for asking, handling promotions, and using confident language. I hope you found something here that you can use in your next negotiation. Thanks for spending this time with me on this open mic show about women in negotiation at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Martin. Remember, when you negotiate for yourself, you are also negotiating for every woman who comes after you. If you want to review what we shared today, please check out our YouTube channel and Instagram, both called Call Me Negotiator, or visit callmenegotiator.com to join our community and share your story. Until next time, ask boldly, negotiate strategically, and never apologize for knowing your worth. And let's listen to some more music to end today's open mic session. And thank you so much for being here with us.
I guess we see it differently. I don't play with you, but you play with me. You change your mind and it's embarrassing. Hurt people, hurt people. I wanna love you. Don't make me give up on you. Giving in to temptation. You lose me if I lose my patience. Do it skillfully. Just when I feel like I'm catching on, you take my clothes off. Make me forget it all. Hate you, I love you.
Erase it. Taste me, boy, and I taste you. That's the way chasing, I can't erase it. Taste me, boy, and I taste you. That's the way I feel when I'm slipping under. I'm on a ride. Oh, slipping, slipping. It's a paradise. Don't you know that you're toxic? I'm on a ride. You're toxic. I'm slipping under. Oh, I'm addicted to you. Don't you know that you're toxic? Got my lips, I'm trying to put my little hips on you. I'm peanut for a kiss, thirsty for a sip. Dripping down my lips, I'm trying to put my little hips on you. I'm all over the place from just a little taste. Just a little taste. Good, 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 good. Good, 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 good. Good, 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 good. Is it me? Or am I always stuck in between? Being logical and then naive. Is it me? Story, there's only two sides. It's either we or me. Maybe I realized you might be gone someday. So why not act like you're gone? Just in case, baby, 'cause me.
Keep It Quiet, Taste, both by Coco Jones.
お客様にお願いいたします。恋に落ちるのは大変危険なのでおやめください。